It is Monday, July 30th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Circle of Life Hospice, focused on providing compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support. Services are available in Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. Circle of Life Hospice. Ask for us by name. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org. The 2012 Banff Film Festival World Tour will stop at the UARC Global Campus Auditorium, located at 2 East Center Street in Fayetteville, Friday, September 14th. From remote landscapes and mountain cultures to action sports, films in this year's World Tour are sure to interest the explorer within. Limited tickets go on sale at fayettevillebanff.com beginning August 3rd. Ahead on this Monday edition of Ozarks, working to avoid genocide, Sam Totten, a genocide scholar and a professor at the University of Arkansas, discusses the latest on the starving population in the Nuba Mountains in Sudan. First, potential record-setting heat remains settled over the region. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for Crawford and Sebastian counties in Arkansas and much of eastern Oklahoma. A combination of high temperatures and high humidity is expected to combine to create a dangerous situation that can make heat illnesses possible. The rest of the listening area is under a heat advisory. All of this lasts through at least Thursday night. Lows tonight will only drop to about 80 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Lows tonight in the mid-70s in northwest Arkansas. Highs tomorrow between 103 and 107. Those projected highs remain in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday as well. A slight, if you can call it, cooling temperature will be on Thursday when temperatures will be between 100 and 103. Heat index values tomorrow in the Fort Smith region expected to be around 110. The next mention of rain in the forecast is slight, about 20% on Thursday afternoon. There's also a slight chance of thunderstorms Friday. Highs are expected to reach into the triple digits for much of the area, at least through Sunday. The Arkansas Higher Education Coordinating Board is recommending budgets for the state's public colleges and universities for 2013 to 2015. The funding is predicted to improve the quality of facilities and lower the teacher-to-student ratios. Brandi Hinkle is a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Higher Education.
We realize that it takes an investment, and so the Coordinating Board, by approving these increases, hopefully sends a message that we recognize those needs and take them very seriously.
Funding would increase by $77 million for the first year.
We certainly know that tuition and fees come into play in regards to what their funding needs are. The general revenue pays for a little over half of the cost of educating a student at a public institution, and so the more general revenue that's available, the less burden there is for the student in regards to tuition and fees.
The state legislature will have the final approval of the budgets for state colleges and universities. A meeting will be held this fall, with the budgets eventually then going to state lawmakers for final approval. Governor Mike Huckabee is proposing a large increase in the number of locations offering free summer meals for children. He made the announcement last week, and Michael Hiblin from our partner station KUAR in Little Rock has this report.
We are our club.
We are our club.
Mighty, mighty our club.
At the McCalmont Church of Christ in North Little Rock, Governor Beebe was greeted by singing children. It's projected about 11,000 meals will be served to needy kids at this location. The governor's visit coincided with a report that Arkansas is doing better compared to the rest of the nation in terms of the percentage of kids who are considered food insecure. And Beebe said he'd like to expand the number of programs like this.
The summertime and the after school is when so many of our kids that don't have an opportunity to have a meal at home or a good meal at home are the most vulnerable. So this summer program not only feeds them breakfast and lunch and keeps them off the street, it also is a tutoring program. It's also helping them with their grades, with their studies, and the kids have fun.
Governor Beebe wants to triple the number of children receiving summer meals before leaving office. Robin Mitchell, chairman of the Our Club program at the McCalmont Church, believes that would do a lot of good.
Man, that is so awesome. I think we can't do enough to help our children build better communities, better countries. It makes a better world when we all pitch in to help our children.
The goal would provide free meals to about 93,000 kids throughout the state. In North Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will try for a third straight win tonight in Springdale. Last night, the Nats downed Springfield 3-2 for a win at Arvest Ballpark. It's the first time the Naturals have won back-to-back games since mid-June. Tonight's game is scheduled to begin at 7.